Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is A Creative Summer. Remember that if you have any questions or comments about my podcast, feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. So let's get started with today's podcast, A Creative Summer. Summer can be such a relaxing time. If you're a teacher, it's your turn for a long vacation. However, if you have kids at home, sometimes that summer can become downright stressful. "Mum, Jenna can't come over and I'm so bored," said my daughter to me with a look of pain on her face. Her friends are everything to her, and life is just not as colourful when they're not around. I didn't say it, but I thought of something my mother used to say to me whenever I was bored. "Only boring people get bored," she would say. Well, I decided not to use that phrase. It wasn't very helpful. "Do you want to use my laptop?" I asked, knowing that it would help her get some ideas. "Okay," she half protested. Later, my son Robert came into the kitchen and also complained about being bored, again as if he was in pain. "How about your bike?" I suggested. He went into the garage and didn't come back. "Oh good," I thought to myself. "He must be riding his bike." About an hour went by. The house was quiet, so I became curious. Were my kids okay? Were they asleep? What had happened? Just then, Robert came running in. "Mum, tell Dominie to come out." I drew a racing track on our driveway with chalk. "It's perfect for racing her crazy cart." And then Dominie came running down the stairs. "Hey, Mum, listen to this piece of music I just made on GarageBand." They had both become creative and had forgotten about being bored. So now the plan was to video the crazy cart race and put it to her music. What a plan! They took turns racing around the driveway while Dominie's music played. It was a burst of creative energy. I was impressed. All right, for number one, downright stressful. The word downright, it's fairly unusual. Normally, to emphasize the word stressful, we would say very, or completely, or really. But downright has a strength to it. It's usually used in a negative context. However, I have heard downright used rarely in positive sentences. For example, "She is downright gorgeous," or "He is downright gorgeous." The sense that you get is similar to the word absolutely. Let's see a couple of examples. A. That book was downright boring. That book was downright boring. B. The service in that restaurant is downright sloppy. The service in that restaurant is downright sloppy. Number two. Do you remember when I said Life is just not as colourful. When I was talking about Dominie's friends not being able to come to the house, she thought that life was just not as colourful. We often use the word colourful and colour and also light when we talk about life in English. When we talk about a person or a thing having a positive influence in our life, it adds colour or it adds light. In fact, the word colourful is sometimes used to mean interesting to an extreme. And I'll give you an example of that. When talking about someone's language, sometimes bad language we politely call colourful. Hear the example. A. His language was very colourful. His language was very colourful. So that's a polite way of saying that he was rude. He used a lot of rude language. B. You light up my life, darling. You light up my life, darling. Number 3. Half protested. Do you remember when Dominie half protested to using my laptop? She protested, but it wasn't a very strong protest, because actually she wanted to use my laptop. A. Here he comes now, she half whispered. Here he comes now, she half whispered. Again, this is an action, a verb that is carried out, but only half-heartedly, a bit weakly. It's not very determined. It's only a half whisper. B. When he told me that bad news, I half laughed out of shock. When he told me that bad news, I half laughed out of shock. Number 4. This is just a brief explanation of something that you hear about in the podcast. When I say, I drew a racing track on our driveway with chalk, what on earth does that mean? Well, it's a cultural thing. Here in the US, in the summer, it tends to be hot, and kids look for things to do. They try to find ways to play. And often they are allowed to draw on the driveway with chalk. And what do they draw? They draw images, sometimes tracks that they can ride around in, or even a game board, like a chess board. And that way they can play. So that's just a little cultural note there. This is the end of today's podcast. I hope you're having a wonderful summer. Remember, you're more than welcome to join my Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.